Good morning, everyone. Nice to see you all. This morning, we're looking at Pastor Shiva Lesson 33, What is Reincarnation? Reincarnation is the cycle of birth, death, and rebirth. Each soul has many lifetimes on earth. In each life, we drop off our physical body at death, but our inner self, our soul, never dies. We just leave our physical body and go on thinking, feeling, and acting in our astral body. We also do this when we sleep. But we return to our body each time we wake up, which is good, right? Very impractical not to. At death, we don't come back into our physical body. We leave the physical plane and remain conscious in the inner worlds. After some time, we are born again as a baby in a new physical body with a new mother and father, a new name, and a new future. This return to the physical plane in a new body is called reincarnation. Memories of our previous lifetimes fade away during childhood, though some adults can remember them. We eventually die again because of illness, old age, or an accident. Again, we step out of the physical body and go on living in our astral body. This happens repeatedly. Sometimes we are born as a boy, sometimes as a girl. The way we live in this life determines what our next life will be like. Reincarnation is like a great school, and each life is a classroom. Who is learning and growing in the school of life? You, your immortal soul. You have lived many lives. Each lifetime is but one stride on the great journey of your soul. When all the needed lessons have been learned, your soul has matured, all karmas have been resolved, and you have realized God, you will not need to be born again. This is called liberation or moksha, the destiny of all souls without exception. And we have Guru Deva's quote. Through the ages, reincarnation has been the great consoling element within Hinduism, eliminating the fear of death. We are not the body in which we live, but the immortal soul which inhabits many bodies in its evolutionary journey through samsara. After death, we continue to exist in unseen worlds, enjoying or suffering the harvest of earthly deeds until it comes time for yet another physical birth. Certainly one of the important points in Hindu philosophy is this idea of moksha, the destiny of all souls without exception. Oh, you've heard me joke about that before. Remember the story of the boy in Texas? The boy's about 10 years old, and father comes to a satsang and says that at school, the evangelical Christian kids in his boy's class are telling his son he's going to go to hell because he doesn't believe a certain way. So he was upset about that, which he should be, because it's not proper for proselytization to take place in school. That's not where it's supposed to happen. But I thought about it and responded. The basic situation was the boy didn't know what to say. Here he's approached like that. You're going to go to hell because you believe a certain way. The boy needs an answer. It's appropriate for a 10-year-old to tell another 10-year-old. So So I thought a good answer was, well, in our religion, everyone goes to heaven. I mean, obviously, you know, which religion is better, right? Everyone's going to end up in heaven, or one in which there's a good chance you're going to go to hell. I thought that was a 10-year-old answer to that. Works. And that's the point, is not in this life, but eventually everyone achieves moksha. That's the Hindu viewpoint. Everyone's a divine being. Everyone will eventually achieve moksha. And that's a way of looking at it. The idea here in this last part, when all the needed lessons have been learned, your soul has matured, all karmas have been resolved, and you have realized God, you will not need to be born again. Well, that's a very comprehensive list. There's a Bhāṣya in Dancing with Shiva, which presents it using some Sanskrit terms. Pastor Shiva is trying to avoid a lot of Sanskrit. But it's easier to remember with the Sanskrit. The question it's answering is, well, when do we achieve moksha? When do we break through the cycle of reincarnation? The most common answer is one idea, which is, oh, we have to realize God. God realization is needed. We have to realize the self. When you realize the self, that's it. We're not born again. Okay, well, that's good. Certainly part of it, as the Path to Shiva answer gave. A second part, which would probably come to mind less frequently, would come to mind to many people, is, well, we have to resolve all our karma. Obviously, if there's karma, if there's something we have to resolve here on Earth, we have to come back to Earth to resolve it. This is the place we created it. This is the place we need to resolve it. But there's a third one, which Gurudeva points out, which sometimes gets forgotten. Moksha comes when earthly karma has been resolved, dharma well performed. That's the one that you would tend to forget. And God fully realized. So three points. Karma is resolved, dharma is well performed, and God is not just realized, but fully realized. Not just once. Then Gurudeva explains, each soul must have performed well through many lives the Varna Dharmas were forecast and lived through life's varied experiences in order to not be pulled back to physical birth by a deed left undone. That's the explanation of fulfilling Dharma well. But we need to fulfill Dharma well and not just avoid the world or withdraw from the world. That's not the point, unless you're a monk. We don't want to live like a monk and be in the world. That's missing the opportunity to fulfill Dharma well. And by fulfilling Dharma well, what happens? We learn and we mature. The soul learns things and matures more than it was when it was born in the first place. But we need to engage in the world positively, unless we're a monk. Fulfill Dharma well, resolve karma, and realize God fully. Quite a list. It can take a while. That's why we have reincarnation. There's a related point that relates to moksha, and there's a useful terminology that Gurudeva provides us threefold: realization, liberation, and merger. Nice clarity there. Three separate events. In that order, when we have realization, God fully realized, we need to experience God in a profound way, which takes time and repetition. That's realization. Because we've done that, then we achieve liberation. So liberation occurs at the point of leaving the physical body. We don't have to come back. That's moksha. But then there's one more, which is merger. Sanskrit term Vishvagrasa, right? Remember that? Vishvagrasa, merger. So after realization, we achieve liberation, but after liberation, we're still an individual soul. There we are in the inner worlds. In our teaching, you don't automatically merge into Shiva or something because you're achieved moksha. There's more to do. As Dancing with Shiva says, you continue to evolve on inner planes. Just because we've learned all the lessons the earth plane has to offer doesn't mean we've learned everything there is to know. There's some more subtle planes there to learn in. And after that takes place, then there's the final merger. And the image I use is when you start out, when the soul is created, it's like, since we're in Hawaii, I use the ocean and the bucket. We have a bucket. God's the ocean of consciousness, so you get some water in the bucket. So now we have separated a part of God from all of God. That's the human soul. And then at the right point, we can see what will happen, right? The bucket gets poured back in the ocean. So once the bucket's poured back in the ocean, it's gone, right? Jiva has merged with Shiva. Can't reclaim that individual water anymore. Sometimes individuals feel, well, why would I want to become Shiva? I'm happy as I am, right? Sounds kind of formidable there to become Shiva. Well, you have to, the idea has to grow on you, shall we say. To get used to it. And one of the ways I like to think of getting used to it is you decide to look at life from Shiva's point of view. So from my point of view, I'm here doing something, you're there doing something, and everything's going on. But from Shiva's point of view, he is everyone doing everything. That's Shiva's point of view. And you can hold Shiva's point of view right now if you want to try. So I have to get used to holding Shiva's point of view, which is being everything and doing, being everyone and doing everything. And then after a while, you get comfortable with it. Grows on you. It's a nice quote on the idea of the water. Going back to water, Pingala Upanishad. I looked it up. It's in Dancing with Shiva, Sloka 5. It's the quote at the bottom. As water poured into water, milk poured into milk, ghee into ghee become one without differentiation, even so the individual soul and the Supreme Self become one. So that's the Vishvagrasa merger. So three steps: realization, liberation and merger, three distinct events in our philosophy, which need to be experienced in that order. Wonderful day.